And for my story, everybody in the room is participating.
Good.
We're at Thanksgiving dinner. That side of the room is Uncle Mike. Your line will be, it's a communist plot. Go ahead. This side of the room is Uncle Albert. Fires in hell burn hot.
Fires in hell burn hot.
At family dinners, the first guests to arrive and the last to leave are politics and religion. And so it is with Thanksgiving. I never invite them to the table, but each year they arrive, pull out a chair, set themselves down, place a napkin in their lap, grab their knife and fork, and dig in. Uncle Mike, a sergeant in World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam, he believes he's still a sergeant, serving under President Romney, someone says, pass the gravy, please. Uncle Mike shouts, it's a communist plot. This refrain has intensified as with his hearing loss. Uncle Albert also has a hearing loss, but he has somehow heard the call of religion. Each Thanksgiving, he grabs the Almighty like a turkey leg and shoves him down everyone's throat. Uncle Albert shouts,
the fires in hell burn hot.
Uncle Mike and Uncle Albert's words punctuate every conversation. Uncle Mike,
it's a communist plot.
Uncle Albert,
the fires in hell burn hot.
Add to the cornucopia of Thanksgiving, Cousin Sarah, a.k.a. Moonbeam, still tie-dyed to the 60s. I, desperate to keep Volkswagen van, Sherman tank, and church bus parked outside, calmly say, nice weather today. Sarah sighs, global warming's at fault. Uncle Mike?
It's a communist plot.
Uncle Albert?
The fires in hell burn hot.
I move on and pass the turkey. Sarah sighs. She's a vegetarian. Uncle Mike here is not vegetarian, but libertarian. Uncle Mike shouts, Uncle Albert,
the fires in hell burn hot.
Because he thinks he heard Presbyterian. Sarah, growing angry, threatens a revolution. Uncle Mike? Uncle Albert heard not revolution, but evolution. Uncle Albert?
The fires in hell burn hot.
Sarah slams out the door. Uncle Mike follows, yelling,
it's a communist plot.
Uncle Albert leaves next, yelling,
the fires in hell burn hot.
They will all be back next year. That's what being a family means. Somehow I savor them as much as pumpkin pie and whipped cream. Happy Thanksgiving.